No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. We're here on KCNR Radio with North State Now. And I'll tell you, tonight is going to be a good night because we have Kim Berry here in the studio with us, along with some volunteers, Melissa and Ellis McFarlane, who have started an amazing program, Kim, called the Back to School Project. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. First of all, if this is your first time tuning in to Heroes of the North State, we are here because we are celebrating local heroes here in the North State that rise above and beyond. These are the people that are your friends, your neighbors, your aunts, your cousins, your coworkers, who are really just living alongside you, making a difference in our community by making a difference in others' lives. And not because they have to, not because they're told to, not because they're job sponsored it necessarily, although that is oftentimes the case that becomes a passion project. They simply do it because it's the right thing to do, and they're just good people making a difference. And so with that, I'd like to introduce Kim. Kim, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for having me.
Absolutely. So, Kim, we're going to jump right in.
Sure.
Why don't we talk a little bit about the back-to-school project in Tehama County.
Okay.
and kind of just give us an overview of what the program is.
Okay. The back-to-school project was born, so to speak, in 2004. I used to be a single parent. I had four daughters, and I could never take them school clothes shopping. And on two separate occasions, somebody gave me $100 anonymously to go buy school clothes for them, and so each one of them got $25 of the $100, and we went school clothes shopping. And to this day, my daughters are now in their 30s and almost 40, and they remember the outfit that they bought with that $100, you know, their $25 piece,
right,
of the pie, so to speak. And I got married, met a man, got married, and my situation changed. And I felt in my heart that I was supposed to do the same thing for other kids. I was supposed to raise some money and help buy school clothes for kids. And I was thinking, I think I should backtrack. Can I do
okay,
that?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. Maybe just to tell you what the Back to School Project does, and then I can tell you the history. Maybe
absolutely.
That make more sense?
That would be perfect.
Okay, so what we do, the Back to School Project, we provide a shopping day for local children, K through 12, and we partner them with a volunteer shopper, and we give each child a $100 gift card, and they can go into the store and purchase clothing, shoes, and backpacks that they choose.
Wow.
So that they can go back to school and with a feeling of pride, dignity, and a feeling of self-worth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really shocking to me that there are so many children that we serve every year that have never gone into a store and bought new clothes for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really heartwarming. It's
yeah.
really heartwarming. So back to where it came from, I knew I was supposed to do it, and so I was thinking 75 kids, you know. I had that number in my head for some reason, like we're going to raise money for 75 kids, but I couldn't think of how could we raise money for 75 kids, so I did nothing. And then a whole year went by, and school started up again, and I had that kind of tug on my heart, and I was like, I'm supposed to raise money for kids, but 75 kids, you know, how could we do that? And so I did nothing. Well, the third year came around, and I had that tug on my heart again, and I said, God, are you trying to tell me something? Am I supposed to do this? So I mentioned it to our pastor, and I told him that I feel like this is something that I think that I'm supposed to do, but I'm thinking 75 kids, how could we raise that much money? And he said, Kim, if we can help five kids, that'll be a blessing.
Absolutely.
And so the first year, 2004, we did car washes and ice cream socials, and we raised enough money to take 18 kids clothes shopping. And then the next year it was 36. And then the next year it was 72. And the next year it was 118. And wow. Every year it kind of exponentially grew because the community just came behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's God's heart, you know, to help kids. And the community got a hold of it. And we're now in our 16th year, and we've taken thousands of kids on a shopping trip. And in addition to the shopping trip, we provide so we shop on a Saturday morning. And then on Sunday, we rent our local community center, and licensed beauticians come out and they donate their time, and we do professional haircuts out at our community center. And it's a really big event with, it's like a resource fair. There's mm-hmm. free haircuts and free food and games and music, and it's just fun.
Wow. So you're up to how many families again, say?
It varies every year. This year we're kind of low. This year we're taking 128 kids shopping this coming Saturday morning.
That's remarkable. See, So you start out with a vision of 75, and then you say, oh, it's kind of low. Isn't that what difference 16 years make?
Yeah, it's a really low year. It's
probably
the lowest year we've ever done since the beginning.
Okay. So what do you think the difference is? Maybe the change in our community with people moving due to the fires? No.
No. No, it's me.
Okay.
I mean, I my husband and I just opened a business in Tehama County, and I haven't been able to do what I've done in the past. And honestly, if it wasn't for my volunteers, unbelievable volunteers and an unbelievable community that have come underneath the wings of this thing and just kept it going. My eyes are coming above the waterline now. I'm coming back up. So, we'll be sewing back into the project.
Right. Yeah. Well, and in every endeavor, I think, at least I've found in my own professional life and volunteer life, there is a season. So this is just a season of you probably regrouping.
Yes.
And finding a different foundation, and that's okay. And those 118 or whatever that actually turns out to be mm-hmm. are going to be better for it. And you're still shaping and changing lives. So
fantastic
work.
Thank you.
Yeah. So speaking of the location. So how do you go about doing the shopping? So you have these volunteers and how do you put them together? How do you pair people up?
Well, the families apply. So the qualification for actually being able to shop with us is just being a Tehama County resident and falling within the income guidelines.
Okay.
And we have in June we take applications from families, and they verify that they live there and they qualify by income. That's in June. So we get all the families hooked up, and then we get the volunteers. And then the volunteers, everybody shows up on Saturday morning, and we just pair them up.
So you're doing it right there on the spot.
On the
everyone.
Spot.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, in the beginning, we did do that. We ahead of time.
Yes.
But you know what happened? We used to come to Mervyn's. For several years, we bused the kids from Red Bluff to Mervyn's, which was phenomenal, but it was logistically a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was the box that had the names that were all matched up got locked in the trunk in Red Bluff.
So you had to.
So everybody is at the door at Mervyn's in Reading, and we had no information. I cried. I cried in front of everybody. I was under so much pressure, but. No, we just kind of do it on the fly now.
It
works out.
I think I find that sometimes those accidents become your best friend, because look how much time you probably have saved over the years just from that one act.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Kim, I would love to come back and talk a little bit more about the shopping experience.
Sure.
And then we'll transition into some volunteerism, which will be wonderful to hear from both Melissa and Ellis. Ellis, by the way, is 11 years old. And she's joining her mother, Melissa, and they have been volunteering with this project now for some time, so they'll give you some insight on a volunteer perspective, which will be great. But you are watching Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Like home. Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Well, this is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Listening to Heroes of the North State. Welcome back. I'm Michelle Slade, and we are here on North State Now, which is a show that airs every Thursday of the month with a different host, interviewing just different topics. And tonight we're talking about local heroes, people in our community who rise above, make a difference in the lives of others, just simply because it's the right thing to do. And I'll tell you, our first segment really caught my attention. And so if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Kim Berry. She is the founder of a local nonprofit in Tehama County called the Back to School Project, where they help those families in need who have a hardship and just simply can't go out and buy school clothes for that first day of school or just for school in general. And we all know, we all grew up in the school system, how important that is and the peer pressure you can have and the stigma you can have if you're that one kid that doesn't have new shoes or that one kid that doesn't have that new shirt really sets the tone not only for that day but could be for the whole school year. So, Kim, thank you so much. We left off with shopping. You used to go to Mervyn's. Was a great experience. You used to pair up your volunteers with the kids, but the list got locked in the truck. so you had to go rogue.
Yep, yep.
And so you all, you just matched people up as they get there. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, where are you holding it this year? Where is your shopping experience happening?
We always shop at Walmart, the Supercenter in Red Bluff.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So have you found over the years, so each child receives a $100 gift card,
mm-hmm.
And shopping at Walmart, I mean, they have really affordable prices.
Sure.
Is that work out for a full outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And not everybody is shopping for a full outfit. Some people, they are just after pants or
right.
shirts or just it's a mix and match. Some people are after everything, but it's very individual.
So you're filling in the gap of what they need. So
yes.
Some might need everything, but others just need a pair of tennis shoes and
exactly.
Backpack.
Some people have grandparents or people that come alongside and help the families, yeah.
Okay, so it takes a lot of volunteers to make that happen.
Yes, it does.
So we have a couple of those here in the studio tonight. We have Melissa McFarlane, and she joins us with her daughter, Ellis. And Ellis is 11, and I'll tell you, talk about paying it forward and teaching the next generation. That's pretty remarkable. I'll let Melissa, if you want to go ahead and tell us. So when did you get involved in this project?
So it was about 3 years ago. I work for Driscoll's, and I'm so fortunate to work for that company that they really encourage the employees to get involved with the community. And we have a very busy life. My husband and I have 3 girls, and we live on a small ranch, and we both have full-time jobs.
Right.
We love giving back to the community, but it's sometimes hard for us to plug in. And so with Driscoll's, they really encourage us. And so what we've done at Red Bluff at our little group there, we try to do 3 projects a year. And we stumbled upon this back-to-school project a few years ago, and we all kind of fell in love with it. And the cool part about it for me was, for years, I was looking for a way to plug in my kids.
Right.
I wanted an experience that they could experience giving back and really kind of get a taste of mm-hmm. that.
Something you could do together.
Yeah. And that it would live inside of them to want to give back. And I was telling Kim earlier is that, yeah, I was kind of shopping around for that opportunity because there are some that just, maybe safety or
right.
or just not sure how maybe it connects with them. And so when we started this back to school, we started with a car wash to raise money. And so with our company, if we raise money as a group, mm-hmm. they will match it 100%.
Oh, fantastic.
So we started doing a car wash. And so I brought the kids along for the car wash and connected them that way. Mm-hmm. But still, it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted that time so that they could really appreciate both what they have, yeah. but also feel that connection with those people. So, so then we found out about the shopping day and that we could actually go and shop with the kids. And I got all my kids up early in the morning, and we got out there. We had no idea what to expect, but it was so fun. We probably shopped with maybe three or four families the first time, and we loved shopping with the boys because I have all girls, and so they loved shopping with the boys. And, man, just to talk with the parents, and they were so so appreciative of it, mm-hmm. and the kids were so appreciative of it, and my kids were so thankful for what they have and also to be able to give back. So
yeah, no, that's true. So Alyssa, tell me, do you remember how old you were your very first time shopping?
7 or 9, I think.
Okay, so you were part of the car wash as well?
Yes.
So you got to see, I'm imagining, tell me if I'm wrong. So you got to go out, work really hard for raising the funds, so you got sweat equity in it. and then your company, your mom's business, matched the dollars. I would imagine I'd feel pretty prideful about that. And then you actually get to see it to fruition and see the smile on the faces. Ugh. So what did that feel like for you?
I feel like every kid that did it was very happy that they did.
Were they around your same age group?
Most of them.
Yeah. So is there any one experience that kind of stood out other from another?
Not really.
So wait, how much time, maybe I should ask this question, how much time do you have to shop with each family?
It depends on their gender.
Oh, because the girls like to look around and the boys just want to get it and get out of there?
Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry with the boys.
Yeah, it's basically you get this gift card, and mm-hmm. we're kind of like personal shoppers. We just help them. So my mm-hmm. girls were like, how about this shirt with these shorts, and how about these shoes? And
oh,
so
fun.
Some were quick, and some took longer. There was no time limit.
No. Yeah. Girls.
No time limit.
Girls are always the last one. They're always the last shopper in the store. It's a girl, always.
Yes. So the experience, what I'm understanding is, they're going to go. They get the final say on what they want to buy. They're picking it all out.
Absolutely,
Who's tracking to make sure they're staying on track with how much they have on their card?
Ellis, tell them the story about Addie and remember the gift card that we might have misplaced. Do you remember that?
Well, we put a card in the dressing room, and we forgot where it went, so we had to grab another one, and then we found it again.
Oh, fantastic.
There was a little mishap on that, but we recovered. But, yeah, that was fun.
Well, it's either the parent, so the parent goes in as well with a volunteer shopper, and they work together to help the child select clothes. And it usually falls, one's going to be kind of like the bookkeeper, so to speak, keeping track, and then one that's helping select stuff. Okay. And then a lot of shoppers go in with multiple children, so usually women. Men can't do this, honestly.
Yes.
Women can take, you know, two, three, four kids at a time and then keep track of all that money.
Yeah.
Usually we just send men in with just one child.
Just one child.
Yeah. They did give us a calculator. And so they gave us a gift card and they gave us a calculator. So for us, I think Ellis was doing the calculator and Addie, my other daughter, was holding the gift cards, and that's where the little bit of a mishap came. But, yeah, we were actually helping them keep track so that we could stay on target.
So that's right. So you have two daughters that joined you. Addie couldn't be here tonight, but she's been along in the process the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, she has all three of my girls. Addie's at volleyball, and the youngest couldn't come tonight. But, yes, they all have been involved. I wanted all of them to get that opportunity.
Yeah. So, Ellis, tell me, what's your favorite part about it? What do you like the most about being part of this whole process?
Helping kids get new clothes and make them feel confident and help them use focus on what's important learning.
That's good. So let me ask this. Do any of the kids that you go out and shop with, do any of them ever go to your school or do you ever see them, run into them? Do they remember you?
Not really.
No? Okay. Because I just wonder, it's a small community in Tehama County. So do you pull, how does that work, Kim? How do those families hear about the program? How do they get engaged with it?
Well, we advertise. And most of the families, so we've been doing this 16 years now. So this is our 16th year. And so a lot of families in our community know about this. The community knows about this. They know that in June we're taking applications.
Okay.
And it used to be that families could just, they could shop with us every year. But then we had to stop that. So they have to skip a year.
Yeah.
Give other families an opportunity. And it's on a lottery system. So we take all these applications and generally we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children, and we don't necessarily always have the funding for all of the kids. So then we put it all in a computer database. Mm-hmm. We pray over it and say, God, put it in the order you want. We hit a button and get a randomly selected list. And then according to the funding that we have, we call all those families, and then the community usually kicks in and money comes in every day to fund those remaining kids on the waiting list.
So then how do they get an application? So
it's on-site. It's an on-site process. So they come to a location that we predetermine, and they apply.
Oh, I see. So you're promoting, we're going to be at this spot at this time, and then people come.
Exactly.
Because it's not a storefront.
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. So then you determine the amount of children based on the funding that you receive. You divide that by 100, and then that's how many
correct.
Kids?
Yeah, okay. We will shop with as many kids as we can send.
Okay. So if you're listening right now, all of you out there, there is a great need, because I can tell you there's probably a lot of families who would really, really appreciate that blessing. And $100 seems like a lot to a lot of people, but to most, it goes a long ways. So skip a couple coffees, maybe a movie out or a dinner out, and give the gift to a pride and joy to a young person in Tehama County. Yeah. I can guarantee you, you will never regret that decision to donate.
That's right.
Yeah. So how would they go about doing that? And it's probably this year you've got it all chosen, but for next year, if they wanted, we can talk more about that at the end of the show also. But actually, we're going to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Why don't we talk more about that when we come back?
Sure.
And we can talk about community involvement. And if you're just tuning in and listening, you are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we're here on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM and AM. We have just now doubled our audience, so tune in. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Stephen P. with 5 Stars writes, these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in Northern California, call these guys. They're very nice and local, so you will get way better service than calling the corporate people. I worked with Doug, the owner, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. I've had friends that have used B&T in the past, and on the strength of their recommendations, I became their customer. So, this review is more like 5 people's reviews. Good people. Call them.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
The Shasta EDC is your local economic development organization. We do this through business recruitment, retention, and expansion activities. In addition to those primary activities, we are actively involved in our startup community. Recently, we co-hosted our first annual Reading Venture Conference with Startup Reading and the Shasta Angels. We awarded one company $10,000, and our local angels made an additional $400,000 worth of investments in 2 other companies. We are helping grow the next generations of Shasta County companies. Visit ShastaEDC.org where you can learn more.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
State. This is a show brought to you by myself, Michelle Slade, with My Umbrella Marketing, and KCNR Radio, because we were really inspired a few months back, about a year ago, with all the natural disasters with fires that were happening in the North State. We really wanted to focus on that everyday hero, that person that just rises above and makes a difference in our community because they're just good people. And so what I have found in this process is looking for someone who thinks of themselves as a hero, heroes are humble. They say, I'm not a hero. I just did it. Well, but you did this. Well, yeah, but that's what everybody does. And I'm here to tell you, not everybody does. We have a lot of people who do and a lot of people who want to, but maybe they don't know how to get connected or, it's that, you know, Kim, we were talking earlier, you had a vision and 3 years before you acted on it. And it's those stepping stones, those building stones that make you have the faith to step out of doubt or fear, to jump into something that's bigger than you. So when you're thinking 75 families, if I could just, what I love about your story is when you're a single mom and you have a need with your own daughters and you got $100 gift card and you divided it four ways and you're doing it fourfold. Is how you say that? You get $100, you're giving it to, look how many more lives you've touched just from acting on faith. Stepping out of yourself and making a difference. So that's the definition of a hero. Somebody who really just rises above. And if you think about 16 years and the hundreds of families that have been touched by this one act of kindness, it's that ripple effect we talk about, that pebble in the water that just keeps going and going and going. And how many lives that this you giving and your family giving has probably changed. And then we have Melissa here, and she's here with her daughters. And who knows what her daughters will do from this act of service coming in and being a volunteer. So I would – the main part of the show is not only to celebrate all of you, but to encourage others to do the same. So we're looking, if you're listening now and you know someone you want to nominate because you're saying, hey, they fit that. It could be someone who lives next door to the senior citizen and they go over every single day and mow, or once a week and mow her lawn and collect the mail and take her grocery shopping because that's what good neighbors do. We're looking for those stories. Those, it doesn't have to be the huge change a whole community. We're just changing lives. So if you'll go to My Umbrella Marketing's Facebook page, message me and say, hey, what do you think about this story? I'll contact you and we can talk it through and see if this is a good fit for the show. Would encourage you to do that. So with that, I'd like to kind of go back and talk about how can people get involved? So this year, do you have all the volunteers you need? Do you need more help for personal shopping? Tell me a little about that.
We usually are short on volunteer shoppers. We usually have more kids than we have shoppers. And
okay.
I believe that that's where we are this year as well. So the way that they can get connected this year, because it's so late, they can just show up at Walmart at 6:45 on Saturday morning.
All right.
We'll have coffee and refreshments and wear a red shirt, and we'll set you up with a family and send you in shopping.
Send you in shopping. Yep. So I'm assuming Walmart's closed to the public at that time.
No.
Or they're not.
No.
They're just open and you're just mingling through.
Yeah, we kind of take over.
All right.
Yeah, people kind of avoid the clothing section when we're there.
Yeah. So along with clothing, I saw a spot that you put on your Facebook page. By the way, if all of you are listening, go to Back to School Project on Facebook. There's a couple of different ones. The one you're looking for is Back to School Project. You're going to see a photo of a woman with a young boy holding a shoe. Click on that because you are going to love what this nonprofit is doing. The video that I watched, Kim, and I also shared on my page, really just tells the whole heart of what you're doing. Encourage people to like it, share it, tell a friend, donate. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you to donate again? Is that through Messenger on Facebook?
Yeah, they can message us on Facebook. They could mail a check to 292. P.O. Box 292 in Red Bluff. That's the best way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So goals for next year, have you guys thought about that, or are you just when the need comes, you try to fill it?
Yeah. When Christmas is over, we'll start kind of thinking about, oh, it's going to happen here pretty soon, and then, you know, we'll just take applications and we'll ride the ride again.
So then if you're wanting to get involved, do you buy the $100 gift cards and donate them, or do we write the check to the Back to School Project? How does that work?
The checks are written to the Back to School Project, and then we go and purchase the gift cards.
All at once, so you kind of have a handle on what's happening.
Yeah.
So then I'm assuming it's 501c3, so is this tax deductible?
Yes.
All right, so everyone. This, I'm giving a call to action for this because what a cool project this is. We're coming up on the end of 2019. Before you know it, it's tax deductible. If you have a business or you're a family and you're like, you know what, I want to give back, I want to pay back, I'm encouraging you to do that in 2019 for the 2020 season because the whole theme is 2020. We're seeing things clearer in 2020, right? So next year could really be a record year for this nonprofit and a record year for changing lives.
And, Michelle, let me just share this, and I was sharing with Melissa during the break. There's a group in Shasta County that is doing the same thing. They came down and shopped with us about 4 or 5 years ago. It's called Too Cool for School.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're doing it in Anderson. So if you wanted your dollars to stay in Shasta County and do a local thing, I would find them because they're doing the exact same thing that we are.
Fantastic. And so it's helping both communities, and we broadcast through both counties. So we've got a lot of listeners and a lot of room for help. So that's perfect. Thank you for clarifying that.
It's all about the kids.
It is. And it doesn't matter the zip code. It just matters that you're helping change
lives. That
they're
going back to school and like Ella said, you know, that they feel good about themselves when they go back to school and they don't have to worry. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I was just talking to kids in line, you know, what are you looking forward to purchasing today? He was a teenage boy, and he said, I just want clothes that are mine.
Oh.
And he was wearing his uncle's clothes. He didn't have any clothes of his own. And that's really huge.
Yeah, it is.
It's really huge.
So I could tell you on a personal story, we grew up with 5 kids, and sometimes money was tight. My parents were in construction, so you either it's feast or famine, as you say. And they did the best they could, but there were times when we didn't have a lot of funds, and I can remember being in junior high and not having the funds to go buy, like, the clothes for PE and having to borrow the ones from the gym locker room that says loaner on the backside, and they stamp it, which I can't believe they used to do that. And I know that feeling, feeling of, you know, everyone's looking at me or they know these are my clothes. And so to be able to take that stigma away and you're just blending in with the crowd, you're not standing out for what you think is a negative reason.
Exactly.
I thought it was so interesting. Ellis told me earlier when she mentioned to me that was something that was impactful for her is that the kids could have new clothes and feel confident, and then they could focus on learning. And I was like, wow, that's such a big idea coming from a kid. But it's so true that these kids that don't have new clothes and lack that confidence, they're not learning. They're thinking about how they're, you know, keeping everything at bay in terms of the other kids. So, wow. I mean, just, it's so impactful.
I remember the story a mom shared with us about her teenage daughter and how she used to fight with her teenage daughter every morning before school because she didn't want to go to school. And then after she shopped with us, she was up early and ready for the bus. Because she felt good. She felt confident.
Well, you know, and that peer pressure.
It's horrible.
It starts in kindergarten now.
It's horrible. It's really bad.
It's my granddaughter came home and was telling me, and she, you know, she's blessed enough that she goes and she looks nice, but she would come home in kindergarten and talk about that. I need shoes like so-and-so. She's got prettier stretch pants or whatever they were. And so we started that conversation at a young age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely, I can agree with you, Ellis, that it does make a difference because even as adults, when we have a bad hair day, when we don't feel like we look our best, it does mess with your self-esteem.
Yeah, or when you're dressed up, you walk a little differently. Your head's a little higher. You feel good about yourself. You're looking around the room like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
You know, that's
you
just the way it is. Yep. That's true.
It is. That is true. So,
and then with the haircuts too. I mean, that like puts the icing on the cake. When I heard about the Sunday, because you know, I just had participated in the Saturday the first time, and then you know we have a lot of volunteers that actually came and helped with the Sunday, and they were telling me about the kids and their haircuts and how confident they felt and how good they felt after those haircuts. And so that is also amazing little cherry on top.
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember that, getting ready for school, getting ready for back to school, and you lay out your outfit the night before, and this is what I'm going to wear, and you're all excited, and, you know, even if you bought it a week or two before, you weren't allowed to touch it, it had to hang in the closet, you know, with all that,
we
you
had
know,
a, we had a boy 1 year that he wanted to sleep in his shoes.
Oh.
Yes, his mom, if he could sleep in them.
That breaks my heart in a good way.
I know.
That's, wow. Okay, so we're going to have more stories like this. We're going to take a commercial break. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we have here with us Kim Berry from the Back to School Project and Melissa and Ellis McFarland. They are mother-daughter volunteers, and they have a couple other daughters at home that couldn't make it tonight. But they're just our local heroes making a difference in Tehama County. So thank you, ladies, and we'll be right back.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Feels like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight we're talking with Kim Berry and Melissa and Ellis McFarland. And we're just talking about what it feels like to give back in our community. And they have, Kim has this amazing back-to-school project in Tehama County that's buying gift cards for students who just don't have the funds to go out and get that first day of school supplies, whether it be clothing. I imagine, Kim, do you do backpacks and that type of stuff? Does that fall under that?
Yeah. So the kids can purchase clothing, shoes, and backpacks.
Okay.
We don't, on the shopping day, we don't focus on school supplies at all. It's all about clothing and backpacks. And then the haircutting day, the following day, we provide more backpacks for free and school supplies at that event.
So is that event separate from?
Yes. Two separate events.
So it's completely separate but under the same nonprofit?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So what is the day on Saturday, or what is the haircut day? What does that look like? How does?
It's called Cuts for Kids, and
okay.
It's from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Red Bluff Community Center. And licensed beauticians come out. They donate their time, 4 hours, and we usually cut about anywhere from 200 to 300 kids' hair in the 4 hours.
Wow.
And then they can get professional photographs taken by Studio 530 in Red Bluff, and it's a big deal.
That sounds, I mean,
yeah.
I can imagine if you just walk out of there, like we were just saying, walk out feeling taller, and especially you get
yeah.
a photograph. That sounds like the rock star project that we have up here, where the homeless rock star where they, I don't know if you're familiar with
that.
There's a group in town that gets together and they bring homeless people in. They choose to come in and then they do makeovers and then they do the photo session at the end. But they also have a medical part of that where it's dentistry and you can get a health exam. And it's just an amazing program. Yeah. So, gosh, more amazing people, local heroes, you know, making a difference. So, well, Melissa, we were talking about volunteerism and what does it take to get involved. And, you know, we were all talking about on the break how we like to just volunteer for everything. But there isn't enough time in our daily lives. So we're looking for that just perfect passion project. Sounds like you found it.
Yeah. We have a very busy life, as many people do, most people anymore. I don't know anybody that's not busy. But so to find people like Kim that create this platform that we can just plug in and go.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for, and I wanted it in a passion that I have, and that's, of course, kids and giving back to those in need. And so that's what I was looking for, and Kim's program has really made that easy. I mean, as far as even the applications, it's easy for people to come in and apply. It's easy for them to come and do the shopping day. It's easy for volunteers to come and show up and shop with the kids. They've just made it super easy.
Yeah.
And that has really, that's what's helped us be able to really engage with this particular project.
A lot of people call it the feel good project.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Cause it makes them feel really good. And it's not, and not to put down other programs or anything that require a longer commitment of time. It's a 2-hour commitment and you get to do something really impactful, but it doesn't require a whole lot from you.
Right, right. So are there places that you can volunteer that lead up to some organizational stuff that needs to happen, or do you do all of that? As far as taking the applications, processing how many families, putting it in the computer, is it just a small group that does the pre-work?
Oh, yeah, there's a core. I have a core of volunteers that do those organizational things, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So then with the haircut day,
mm-hmm.
so 4 hours, have you ever had more people than you had time?
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine
we've had to turn them away,
yeah.
Which is heartbreaking. So this year I think we've got enough hairstylists lined up. I think we're at 17, which is a good number, a good solid number to handle it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like to turn anybody away.
No, I can imagine.
We don't want to turn anyone away. This year we've got a lot of backpacks to give away that have been donated to us.
Okay.
And school supplies, and we've got some kids' shoes that were donated, brand new from Payless. So it's going to be a good day.
So you'll have the backpacks, some extra school supplies or shoes, whatever is donated,
mm-hmm.
there on site while they're getting their haircut.
Yep.
Now, is that on a first-come, first-served kind of basis?
It is, and that event is open. It's free to any school-aged child.
Okay.
They don't have to qualify for that event. That's just open to the public.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So it sounds like if you're thinking of volunteering, maybe some more stylists, some hairdressers could
mm-hmm.
come if
yeah.
you have room to fit more people in.
Sure, they could message us on Facebook.
Okay.
Yep.
So
is there other ways to also connect with that, Kim, in terms of cleanup or administrative kind of things that you need on that day as well? Or?
Oh, we can always use volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you, and it's okay if you don't know this, but off the top, about how many volunteers does it take to make those events, both those events happen?
It takes probably 75 to 100 volunteers. Well, probably more.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, if we had one volunteer for every child, there would be 128 volunteer shoppers.
Okay. So that's our goal.
Plus our team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you're listening and everyone has Facebook. And or know someone who has a Facebook page. So I would encourage you to go and find a Back to School Project. Don't put the in front of it, even though that's the business name. You're going to say Back to School Project. You're going to look for the little picture that has the woman with the short blonde hair. She's got a little boy looking at a shoe. It's adorable. You're going to click on there, and you're going to be able to send messages saying, I want to volunteer. I want to donate. How can I get involved? I have a child that is in need. And then you're going to get connected from Kim, I imagine, or a representative that she will answer your questions. And this is a win-win for everyone. Everyone can get involved.
Yeah, and I want to just plug something else that we've done, and we started last year, and I've always wanted to include some winter coat piece to this, but when it's the second weekend of August, we're not buying coats.
Right.
But last year, through my business and the Back to School Project, we partnered. And we worked with the Department of Education in Tehama County, and we did a coat drive. Hmm. And our goal was to get 500 coats and filter them through the homeless foster care program.
Yeah.
And I forget the numbers, but it's shocking how many kids in our school systems that are couch surfing. They're homeless. They're yeah. living out of a backpack, and yeah. they don't have shoes. They don't have socks. They don't have warm coats. So we did that last year, and we're going to do that again this year. So if anyone wants to partner with us, we would be happy to buy coats for kids.
Wonderful.
And it's called Coats for Kids.
So we're looking for new coats.
They are brand new coats, yes.
Okay. And various sizes because
yes. K through 12.
K through 12. All right. And then, Kim, what is your business? How that started that? Do you mind me asking?
Crown Cleaners.
Okay. Fantastic. So, gosh, you guys, there's so many different things that you can do. So, Ellis, I have a question for you. Is there anything that you've experienced maybe we haven't touched on that you want to share with us?
Just how kids can change their lives and how this is impacting them so well.
Yeah, that's true. So is it what you imagined it would be? Like when you think, okay, your first time you're getting up, you're getting ready to go, and you get there, did it look anything like what you thought it would?
No.
No. I imagine. Do you have a kind of a mind's eye? Was it going to be a little quieter or a little more hectic?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many families did you guys help on your first day? Do you remember?
Like 5 or 4.
Okay. Do you remember the age group?
No.
No, I know. It was, 3 years ago, sounds like?
Mm-hmm. I just remember us getting done, and then I was asking them after we got to maybe 2, I said, okay, are we going to go again? Because after you get done shopping, you basically come back, and if mm-hmm. there's more cards to be distributed, you take your next family. And so the girls just kept saying, yeah, let's go. Let's take another. Let's go for another. So
that's great. You know, and especially, well, you were saying you don't have boys, so you're shopping for boys. How different was that?
It's a lot funner because girls, they just take forever, but boys are easy.
So you're like, what kind of jeans do you like? Okay, come over here. That's fun. Oh, perfect.
And Michelle, we've had we had one girl that shopped with us probably a number of years when she was a little girl, and she came back when she turned 18. You do have to be 18 to shop with us, by the way. But this girl came back, and she volunteer shopped with us, and that was like full circle for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So then in that, that's just the whole vision, what we're talking about right now, where you had a passion, just kind of set the tone for that again, if you're just tuning in, and you have this vision, we're going to shop for 75 kids because of your own personal journey of having your daughters and struggling and knowing what that looks like as a single mom mm-hmm. trying to get yeah. that outfit for your child to go to school. And there's a lot of, I don't know, as a parent, when you can't provide, that guilt that comes along with
sure.
it.
Sure, heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. absolutely. And I know most kids are understanding, but it's disappointing to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have an opportunity to take this vision and turn it into life. And what I love about this story is that not only did you do it, but then your whole community gets to sow into it, which is yeah. pretty remarkable.
We Tehama County and Red Bluff is really a phenomenal community.
Mm. So absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about, I've mentioned this on a couple of shows past, there was a national study that said that Shasta County was 7th on the list for giving, Tehama County right next door. So pretty remarkable.
Wow.
Well, ladies, we are going to have to wrap it up. This hour went by so fast. We've got less than a minute. So I just want to thank you both. Thank all of you for coming. Thank you for your dedication, your good work, and thank you for giving back so unselfishly, and thank you for being one of our North State heroes.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. So you're listening to Heroes of the North State. We'll be back again in September, the second Thursday of the month, right after the news at 6:05. I'm Michelle Slade. Thank you for tuning in, and we invite you to come back. And if you'd like to sponsor this show, go to My Umbrella Marketing and message me, and I'll contact you. Thank you again, and have a wonderful evening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.